Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Data Power SLA Appliance Customer FTP Functionality Use Cases. Today's presenter is Paul McGanney. Paul is part of a team that provides Level 2 customer support for the IBM Data Power appliances. Paul has joined the team in February 2008. The primary goal is to quickly resolve customer questions and issues that the customer experiences with the product and to collaborate with the Level 2 engineering team in delivering the ultimate in customer satisfaction. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Paul.
Thank you, Joseph. Good morning, everyone. This is Paul McGanney. So I'm going to cover some interesting FTP use cases that have been seen in the field, some of which have been a recurring theme. We'll discuss the solutions and tips and tricks. Also, toward the end of the year, please look for an article that I will write that will go into developers' works that will explain these use cases with more verbiage than what is here in the presentation. So, Joseph, can we go to, I think slide number 3 is the agenda. Okay, so what we're going to cover is we're going to do a FTP poller, pulling files in one directory and having them transferred to another directory with the same file name. We're going to see how we can just do a simple list of files in an FTP directory with a style sheet, just basically how to do this. We're going to then look at an FTP server front-side handler and putting a file to a target FTP directory. Then we're going to look at another FTP server front-side handler example where we're putting complex binary files to multiple destinations with just one transaction. The second thing we're going to look at is an SFTP server front-side handler using as a transparent proxy. The SFTP use case is interesting in that the customer wanted it to be a total transparent proxy, meaning the user ID and the password on the Data Power appliance is the same on the FTP server that's being proxied. Also note that the customer did not want to store the user ID and password pair of their many users in the basic auth table of the user agent. So let's go to slide number 3, and we will look at the FTP poller, pulling files in one directory and have them transferred to another directory but keeping the same file name. So if we can please go to slide 4. Okay, I know this is a little fuzzy, but basically what we want to do in this scenario is we want to take zip files from one directory and transfer them to another directory keeping the same file name. Here I have set up an FTP poller front-side handler of a multi-protocol gateway, and it has and have specified a dynamic back-end that will be determined by a style sheet. Let's go to slide number 5, please. Let's take a closer look at the FTP poller configuration. I've specified the target directory to be polled. In this case, it's a folder called config11 on a FileZilla server residing on my workstation. I've designated a delay between polls of 10 seconds. The input file match pattern, the PCRE, as you can see, is specified to be the zip files that I'm polling for. Lastly, you'll see the processing file pattern. When the file is currently being processed, Data Power is going to rename it, which will be a long file name, including the application domain, the poller is in, the serial number of the Data Power appliance, etc. And the file name will end in .processed. So if we can please go to slide number 6. Okay, the only thing I wanted to show here, this is just a continuation from slide 5. On slide 5, you are not able to see the config 11 target folder we are polling. So please note it in this slide. On target directory, you'll see the config 11 folder. So if we can please go to slide 7. This slide is pretty straightforward. We have a policy processing rule with a match and results action, and in between them is a transform action. You'll see we refer to a style sheet called McGanney Change FTP Server.xsl. That is going to be invoked. Okay, slide number 8. I know it's a little hard to see, but basically what I wanted you to focus on here is just for us to take a closer look at the style sheet. If you can look at line numbers 9 through 11. In line number 9, we're using a service variable, var service URL in, and that's where we're extracting the file name. In line number 10, we're building the destination. You can see we're putting it in a folder called put on my FileZilla server. Then in line number 11, we're assigning that destination URL built in line number 10 to the service variable var service routing URL. And hence, that's how the dynamic destination is derived. And we'll do this for every file in the polled input folder. So, Joseph, if you can please move on to slide number 9. Slide number 9, right here, I'm just showing the input folder that is getting polled in all of the zip files. Slide 10. Okay, this is our destination folder. As you can see, nothing is there yet. But I'm going to show you, basically walking you through the demo here. On slide number 11, please. Okay, on this slide, you can see the poller polling. If you remember, I said that during the polling process, the input files get polled, that they're getting pulled, get their name changed to that long file name. And you can see now that the multi-protocol gateway, the poller, is working in this fashion. Slide number 12. Okay, it just shows that the input polling folder is now empty. And slide number 13 basically just shows that all the files have moved to their target directory. If you remember from the style sheet, we wanted them to go to the put folder on my FileZilla server. So my FileZilla server, the root directory is C FileZilla, and then that's the root directory, and then different directories are then derived underneath that. Okay, that's slide number 13. Slide number 14. Slide number 14, take a couple of seconds to look at this. This just shows the log of some of the transactions. About a quarter of the way down, you can see the different XSLT messages indicating the extracted file name that we used via the style sheet and the destination URL. You can see about a quarter of the way down, you'll see file name 2. For example, you'll see 000tfm05.zip. That's the file that is in the var service URI in. And then you can see the new URL XSLT message being built with my put folder and using the same name that was in the input folder that was getting pulled. Okay, so that takes care of use case number 1. Joseph, let's move on to slide 15, please. Okay, slide number 15. What we're going to do here is a customer wanted to know, how can I get a simple list of files in an FTP directory with a style sheet? And basically what we're going to do is we're going to use the style sheet and use a URL open to achieve this. Joseph, if you can please go to slide 16. Okay, so in slide 16, what I first did was just to set up a simple XML firewall where the request type was non-XML. Slide 17. Here again, as in the previous use case, I created a simple policy processing rule with a match and results action. There's a transform action between them, and it's referencing a style sheet called Megani FTP2.xsl. Okay, slide 18. On slide 18, we're going to take a closer look at the style sheet that will accomplish what we desire. So what I'm doing here is basically I'm wrapping the URL open, which is to open the FTP URL where I'm interested in getting a list of what is in the folder directory of config 18 in a variable. Note that on the URL open, you must specify a responsive binary node. We then, later in the style sheet, base64, encode the binary data of the derived above variable. Then we decode it to get the raw response. The rest of the style sheet then shows how we output the response. We use an XSLT message to print out the listing to the log, and then we create an XML document with the FTP listing. The rest of the slides for this use case is just showing the demo working. So, Joseph, if we can please go to slide 19. Okay, slide 19, I just wanted to show you that I wanted to get a list of files or folders, directories, in a directory called config 18. And this slide just shows you what are the contents in the directory config 18. So, Joseph, if we can please go to slide 20. This slide just shows me using the curl command and making an empty post to the port of the XML firewall that has the FTP listing style sheet. I could have easily used a get instead of doing an empty post. But in any event, you can see that once the style sheet is invoked, we get the desired listing of the files that are in config, that are in the config 18 directory. So if you remember from the style sheet, I was creating an XML document, and the root element was my FTP results. And then you can see the listing of the files and the folder level 1 that are in the directory config 18. Okay, slide 21. Slide 21, the slide just shows the log from the XSLT messages from the style sheet, and again you can see the FTP listing of the config 18 directory. We'll just take a couple of seconds just to look at that raw data from the URL open. You'll see there's our listing of config 18. Let's move on to slide number 22. This is the third use case, and what we're going to do here is we're going to demonstrate putting a file to a target FTP directory by using an FTP server front-side handler of a multi-protocol gateway. Now, if we look at slide 23, let's take a closer look at this page. Here, I'm using a transparent FTP server front-side handler. I'd like to put the file to my FTP server and into a certain directory on my FTP server. Also, please note the basic auth policy I have in place on my user agent settings in the lower left-hand corner. Here I have specified the user ID and password pair for my FTP server. And also note on this page I created my own XML manager and my own user agent for this purpose. Slide 24. Okay, so as I previously mentioned, this is a transparent FTP server front-side handler, and you can see that we specify transparent in the file system type field. Also, note that if I want to put the file to a certain directory on my FTP server, what I would do is I would utilize the default directory field. And if you look at the default directory field, about five fields down, you'll see I have a /asimmering2. And then also note that the port that the FTP server front-side handler is listening on is 1103. So anytime I put a file to this data power FTP server front-side handler transparently, it will put the file to my FileZilla server. I have a directory underneath there called asimmering2, and that's where the file will go to. Okay, the rest of the slides just show the demo at work. So, Joseph, if we can please go to slide 25. Okay, slide 25, you can see what I currently have in asimmering2. I just have four files. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to put a binary file to asimmering2. So there are four files there now. So let's go on to slide number 26. Slide number 26 shows me logging into the FTP server. Now this is the data power FTP server front-side handler. That's the data power address, 9.33.83.10.108, and you can see that I specified 1103. I then put in the user ID and the password of the data power appliance. And then once I'm there, I also specify that it's a binary type of file, and then I can just use the put command, the FTP put, and I'm putting a file called ldotbrowser26.msi, which is a complex binary file. And you can see that the write completed successfully. So if we look at slide 27, you'll see now that we have five files. It shows the contents of Simmering2, and you can see that the ldotbrowser26.msi is there. Okay, let's go to slide 28, please. Okay, this is, again, another FTP server front-side handler use case. But in this use case, what the customer wanted to do is he wanted to put a complex binary file to multiple destinations with just one transaction. Now, how would you go about doing this? And that's what we're going to explore right here. So, slide 29, just like the previous use case, we specify an FTP server front-side handler and configure it for a dynamic back-end. And then please note that the request and the response types are non-XML. So this is just an FTP server front-side handler on a multi-protocol gateway. If we go to slide 30, Slide 30 just shows the FTP server front side handler configure page. Note that the default directory is /Andy. Now this is going to be important because you'll see in the upcoming style sheet how we make reference to this in our extraction of the file name. So if we can please go to slide 31. Okay, on slide 31, just ignore the middle client to server rule. That's not applicable. Our attention will be on the top rule and what is depicted in the slide with the actions. So following a match action, we have a transform binary action that references a style sheet. We're going to look at that style sheet in a couple of minutes. There are also style sheet parameters that are used in this style sheet called RON dynamic FTP router.xsl. The style sheet parameters identify the FTP server, which is my FileZilla server on my workstation, and the user ID and password pair. And you'll see also that these values are referenced in the style sheet via the DP config attribute of the XSL param element. So let's go to slide 32. Slide 32, this is where some of the magic is happening. So after that transform binary action, we have a results action immediately following the transform binary action. The results action has as its external URL a context variable. And this context variable is called var context andy URLs. Now, the context variable was set in the preceding style sheet. What we did in that style sheet was to assign two FTP URLs, each with a different directory name destination, to a variable called routes. We then assign the XSLT variable routes to the context variable var context andy URLs. So you'll see that results action that has the var context andy URLs is actually going to shoot the file to those two destination directories, which happen to be a directory called Andy and a directory called Kendra. Okay, so also note that there is another following a results action. This is just for the var service routing URL, which we have assigned to it another FTP destination target. So what we're doing is we're uploading to the data power FTP server front side handler, and via a style sheet, we're sending to three FTP directories and using the results action in doing so. Slides 33 to 35 are just showing the directories where we want to send our complex binary file to. If you go to slide 33, there's an Andy directory we want this complex binary file to go to. Slide 34 is a Kendra directory. And if we go to slide 35, Joseph, a pub directory. Now, slides 36 through 38 depict the style sheet. Joseph, if we can please go to slide 36. Now, I know this is awfully busy, but here's what I'd like you all to take away. First of all, I know it's small text, but if you can look on lines number 7 and 8, you'll notice there's an FFD, a flat file definition, that's associated with the binary transform. This FFD is imperative, okay, and it makes a complex binary file get to its destination fully intact. This is one of the key pieces in getting this use case to work. In line numbers 34 and 35, this is how we're doing the extraction of the file name that is being uploaded. And I know you have to squint a little bit, but you'll see on line 35 where we have the substring after DP variable var service URI, you'll see we have that Andy. And that's where that Andy in the default directory was important, because that's where the files are going to be going to, and that's where we want to do the extraction from. Let's go to slide 37. The third thing that I'd like you all to take away here are line numbers 43 and 51. So this is where the var service routing URL and routes variable are being set. Again, the routes variable gets assigned to that context variable I talked about in the results action. And if we can just go to slide 38, this is just the ending the endings of the lines that were cut off in slide 37. So if you can take away those three items from the style sheet depicted in slides 36 through 38, you've gotten the essence of the style sheet. So again, that would be understanding the flat file, the importance of the flat file definition on lines 7 and 8, and then doing the extraction of the file name on lines 34 and 35, and then setting up the routes variable and the var service routing URL in 43 and 51. I think you've got it. Okay, let's go to slide 39. Slide 39, this is the FFD. This is what it looks like. There's not much in the file. It's very small, but what's there is powerful, and it gets the full complex binary file to its destination intact. Now, when I mean a complex binary file, it would be like a .msi file, a .zip file. When we didn't have this FFD defined, only partial contents were going to the destinations. So that's why this FFD is very important. Let's go to slide 40, please. Slide 40, okay. Now, as in the previous use case, I'm now logging into the DataPower FTP front-side handler and uploading my complex binary file. So you can see port 1103, I'm logging in with the DataPower user ID and password. I specify a binary type, and now I'm doing a put of ldotbrowser26.msi. And the next slides just show that the complex binary file got to the Andy, Kendra, and pub directories like we wanted to. So if we can go to slide numbers 41, you'll see it's there in Andy, 42. It's there in Kendra, and 43. It's there in pub. I know that was fast, and I know the style sheet was awfully busy, but if you can just take away those main points, this can be a very powerful feature that with one request, you can have that file go to multiple destinations. Okay, let's go on to slide number 44. And this is our next use case. And this was the interesting one that I had talked about in the beginning of the presentation, that a customer wanted to have a total SFTP transparent proxy, and he didn't want to keep the user ID and password pairs in the basic auth tab on the XML manager, on the user agent of the XML manager. So basically, the user ID and password for logging into the DataPower SFTP server front-side handler will be the same for the FTP server, the SFTP server front-side handler is proxying. Let me just say that again. So basically, right here, the user ID and password for logging into the DataPower SFTP server front-side handler, let's say it's admin and admin 1, okay, that has to be the same for the FTP server, the SFTP server front-side handler is proxying. And in the customer's case, that was the case. Also, note that the SFTP server, the data power implementation of the SFTP server front-side handler only supports doing a listing of a directory, putting to a directory, and getting a file from a directory. And the upcoming style sheet I'm going to show you is just for doing a listing. And we'll use FileZilla Client in the following examples. Okay, slide 45. Nothing new here. We create the SFTP server front-side handler for the multi-protocol gateway and have request and response types as non-XML. And we also specify a dynamic backend. Slide 46. The file system, the type is transparent. And I've set the port to 22222. Now, if we can please go to slide 47. Slide 47, it's just a basic processing policy room with a transform action and referencing the style sheet sftp_AAA3b.xsl. And this style sheet, all it's going to do a directory listing for us. And we're going to see this in the demo when we're using the FileZilla client. Okay, let's go to slide 48. All right, this is important. So what I had to do here on my FileZilla server is I had to add the user ID and password that I have on my DataPower appliance that has the SFTP server front-side handler. So you can see in my case, and this is the files or server, I had to put in a user called admin along with its password. If we can go to slide 49. Okay, slide 49 and slide 50 are basically showing the demonstration of doing a listing or my FileZilla server for the directory config 18, as you can see. If you look in the middle pane on the right-hand side, you'll see the remote site is config 18, and you'll see that listing. And also, I did another listing for a directory called config 22. Joseph, if you can go to slide 50. Okay, that's what's in slide 50. So these are the results of doing a directory listing. And if you see up above in the FileZilla client, you'll see that I'm specifying my host to be SFTP. Not FTP, SFTP, the data power appliance name. You'll see the user ID, admin, which is the data power appliance, the password, and you'll see the port number. And then that all translates. It hits the SFTP server front-side handler. It hits that, and then it hits the policy rule of the multi-protocol gateway, and then that's where the style sheet gets invoked, and it does the magic of actually doing a listing. And again, it's a transparent proxy to my FileZilla server. Okay, slide 51. Okay. Slide number 51 and slide number 52 show the style sheet that was used in making this work in the FileZilla client. So I'd like you to pay attention to line numbers 15 and 16. This is where we get the user ID and the password of the data power appliance. In essence, the SFTP server front-side handler credentials. In line number 32, we're using a variable and assigning it the value of whatever is in var service URI. Please note that this service variable will have, as part of its contents, a directory name, and that directory name could be config 18, or any other use case will be config 22. It depends upon which I'm doing a listing for. But in line number 36, note the semicolon type equals D. Okay, semicolon type equals D, that is how a listing is identified in SFTP terms. So since we're proxying just a regular FTP server, we need to turn that into a question mark listing equals list. The bottom line is that we transform this into an FTP type URL and assign that back to our var service routing URL. And it's by doing this that the listing of config 18 and config 22 works in the FileZilla client. The customer is very happy with this solution, and it was doing exactly what he asked. So it's a total transparent proxy. You don't need any user ID and passwords on the basic auth tab, but you're doing a secure shell. You're interfacing with a secure shell that's proxying an FTP server on the back end. Let's go to slide 52. Okay, slide 52 was just a continuation of slide 51 because some of the lines got cut off, and that's just a continuation. Let's go to slide 53. Slide 53 is going to be our last use case that we're going to discuss this morning. What the customer wanted to do in this case is he wanted to back up his application domains and then upload them to an FTP server. So we're going to see how this was done. If we can please go to slide 54. Okay, slide number 54 depicts an XML firewall that we will use in accomplishing this and then using a style sheet on the policy processing rule. You'll notice that a lot of these use cases, we're really making heavy use of the style sheet. And you'll see in my summary remarks how that plays a big part with data power and FTP. In the interest of time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to summarize slide numbers 55 through 63. And backing up the domains, okay, so the customer wanted to back up some domains. And backing up the domains, we need to interface with the XML management interface. Now, in this use case, the customer uses URL open and calls the XML management interface via HTTPS, a secure connection. And what I also want you to all note is that, you know, we could have done this with a DP SOAP call and would have pretty much accomplished the same thing. But because it's HTTP, because the call from the style sheet in the XML firewall is HTTPS, we're going to need to set up SSL proxy profiles. So on the user agent of the XML manager of the XML firewall, we create an XSL proxy profile. And then once at the user agent, you will navigate to the SSL proxy profile policy tab and do the setup there. And then you're basically creating a crypto profile with a forward SSL direction and supplying a val cred, a certificate. Also, while still at the user agent, you're going to have to navigate to the basic auth tab and then put in the user ID and password pair for the XML management interface itself. Now, this is where the customer had the problem. And it was a problem because he imported his config from another device, and the password was for the other device, not the current one. And we were pulling our hair out trying to figure out what was going wrong, and it was just a wrong password. So once the SSL proxy profile is set up on the user agent of the XML firewall, what you need to do then is to go to the default domain and navigate to the advanced tab of the XML management interface. And what you're going to do is you're going to create an SSL proxy profile here as well, with a crypto profile having a reverse SSL direction and supplying an ID cred. Right? We're not doing mutual authentication. It's just, you know, the forward reverse. So once that's all set up, which slides 55 through 63 go through in detail. Joseph, let's just skip to slide 64. Basically, as we've seen in the previous use cases, we have a simple rule here. It has a transform action, and it references the style sheet we're going to be invoking. Slide 65. Okay. Slide 65 is just a snippet of the XSLT of the style sheet. Now, what I'd like you to take away here on line 13, where we see the URL open using the HTTPS for the XML management interface. Line numbers 21 and 22, where we are specifying the application domains to be backed up. So in this case, there's an application domain called Megani Truly Sridhar and Megani Genworth Corey Lewis. So those are two application domains that I want to back up. Then from line numbers 41 through the end of the style sheet, we have another URL open, this time being done for FTP. In this URL open, you'll see that we have the value of the backup of domains that was materialized in the XSLT above, where we used a param name called backup file. You'll also know that the FTP server is, again, MyFileZilla server, and we construct a name for this backup file. So this file, this backup file, which is going to eventually be a zip file, is going to go to a directory on MyFileZilla server called WSTE0715-2009. And if we can go to slide 66. Slide 66 just shows a snapshot of the WSTE0715-2009 directory, and it's empty. But what we're going to do in slide 67, if we can go to slide 67, please. Here, instead of doing an empty post, I did a get this time. So I'm doing a get from the port that the XML firewall is listening on, which is really invoking the firewall and the style sheet. And if we can go to line 68, slide 68, slide 68 just shows the log messages from the XML firewall execution. You can see the URL open of the XML management interface at 5550 and the successful completion of the transaction. Slide 69 now shows this is the file that was created via our style sheet in the WSTE0715-2009 directory. Slide 70. Now, when I open up this zip file, there are my two domains that I backed up, Megani Truly Sridhar, Megani Genworth Corey Lewis. And you can see that they're zipped up application domains. Okay, let's go to slide 71. So, basically, DataPower offers some strong integration capabilities when you're using the FTP protocol. And we're accomplishing this with FTP Polar front-side handler and FTP server front-side handler. And then we saw the use case with an SFTP server front-side handler. So when you're combining these case capabilities and then using a custom XSLT style sheet, you know, you can have an endless realm of possibilities. There are a number of things that you can do. And I just hope that these use cases have illustrated that. If we can please go to slide 72. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to webcast and conference information. And then you can also visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. And the SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all the product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. Okay, so that was a lot of talking, and I know I went through quite a bit of material very fast. And we'll try our best to make the material available to everyone. But I guess at this time I'd like to just open up and see if there are any questions that I may be able to answer on the spot.
Thank you, Paul, for a great presentation. At this point, Alan, we would like to open the lines for questions.
At this time, we have no other questions in queue.
Thank you, Alan. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.